Then there's other things that are kind of fun, healthy fat sources that actually give you protein. I'm very fond of pumpkin seeds. I don't know if you enjoy those, but you know, you can toast those in a dry skillet and add them for crunch and flavor to a salad. They have healthy fats in them. They're very rich in zinc, and zinc is really good for, you know, protein metabolism and our immune system to function properly. So think of that as a healthy fat that has a little protein, okay, and it's good for you. And then the milk products actually give you quite a bit of protein also. But notice those last two lines. We also get protein from grains, and we get protein from vegetables. So when you're really eating lots of vegetables, and we think 5 to 9 servings, half cup servings a day of vegetables and fruits is what we want, then you're going to pick up, if a lot of those are vegetables, you're going to get 2 grams in every half a cup, okay, and it adds up. So don't forget also that you need to get enough calories so you don't burn protein for energy, okay, so they kind of have to go together. And speaking of fat, when I started working in cancer prevention, which was back in 1995, we were very focused on lowering fat, and that was the big thing that we really tried to do to reduce cancer progression. And I think that we've come to understand that a moderate amount of fat is fine, but choosing the types of fats is what's really important. So we talk about healthy fats, and I've listed some of those on the side. Remembering that when we have a diet that's too high in fat, we can get more of the fat-soluble contaminants like pesticides that come up through the food chain. So that's why I'm encouraging, again, lower on the food chain, smaller. Okay. Remembering, too, that we want to be a little careful of fat because it's energy dense, so it can add to weight gain, and that's not a helpful thing. And then, again, this ratio between the omega-6s and omega-3s, and a lot of emphasis these days on increasing the marine fats, but I think, and that's fine, but there's also issues of fisheries getting overfished. So I think we have to kind of look at both sides, you know, of that balance, and we have to think maybe we need to be a little more careful of corn, soy, cottonseed, not be doing so much frying and eating of, you know, foods that are processed with those, so that we don't have to have quite as much of those fish oils to get ourselves into the right balance. And then we already know to be careful of the hydrogenated fats or the trans fats.